The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to another Tuesday afternoon with me, William Wallace, and my show, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM, brought to you by Pell Hughes Direct Mail and Printing. Please call Adam Strauss over there to get it done. Tell him William Wallace sent you. Today's show, I'm going to talk about another document in man's history that is going to help solidify that the desire and the fight for freedom is never going to die in America. And while some people go, not another one of those historical kind of shows, we want the ideological stuff, we want the narratives, we want the, you know, the anti-transgender, gotta bash the Biden guy, that kind of show. Well, you're not going to get it here, because it gets to a point sometimes that I roll my eyes, in all honesty, because to hear a lot of the same things over and over again does nothing for our soul, does nothing for our psyche, other than just put us back in a negative place, and we're not fighting to find solutions. We actually end up fighting on who can be more right, or fighting on who can, you know, repeat the narratives quicker. Who can? I see friends doing it all the time, and I'm not criticizing friends or people that do it, but I see friends in rooms, and they're like, "Did you know that Joe Biden?" The next one goes, "Yeah, he can't remember anything." And the next person jumps in, "Yeah, and he committed all these crimes." I gotta tell you, while I agree with each and every one of you, and I hear it, And those same things anger me, I like to get out different information in such a way that we're going to be able to find not only just solutions, but when you're more informed on things that we can do to solve the problems, it goes a lot further than the ideologies or the narratives. So I'm going to invite you to, of course, as I do sometimes, listen to my podcast. Today, I interviewed Norm Pattis. He was an attorney for Alex Jones. See, you're getting all ideological stuff. Nope. You listen to the one with Norm Pattis. I'm going to be posting that one up by tomorrow. Last week was John Eastman. Norm Pattis, that interview will open some eyes on freedom in a very non-ideological way, even though he was the attorney for Alex Jones and some members of the Proud Boys. It's an interesting interview. My point that I'm getting to is, you heard me talk about the 12 pillars of Rome a couple weeks ago, and today I'm going to touch on the Magna Carta. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, most people have. And then, of course, we got the Constitution. These are three documents that have spanned 2,000 years or more. And what I mean by that is, you've got the 12 pillars, that predates Jesus, okay? You've got the Magna Carta, which is, you know, 800 years ago. And then we have our Constitution, which is a couple hundred years ago. And when you read these documents, Granted, as we discussed when I read some of the things inside of the 12 pillars, you can kind of chuckle at how some of the things were written. And in the Magna Carta, it's no different, because you kind of go, it just kind of sounds kind of funny that they're fighting over that or they were discussing that. But when you really read all of the words, you begin to see the true spirit of freedom, the true spirit or the true craving that they had to be able to use their liberties to protect their freedom. A human spirit craves to be free. And that's what these documents do. At that time period, you have to put them into the context of the time period, and you read them, you go, wow, this, while it, some of it sounds, like I told you when we read the 12 pillars, some of it sounds, I'll say childish, some of it just sounds kind of like, really? Really? That kind of sounds funny. Like, it doesn't sound like we would say it today, of course. But when you really understand what they were writing and what they were trying to get at, it really is about protecting man's freedoms. Not necessarily in the way that our Constitution does, because some of the things that it's protecting are antiquated by today's standards, of course. But what it does instead is sets a boundary. It puts freedom on the forethoughts. It puts the humans, man's, our human liberties, it puts them paramount to a dictator's wishes. Because if it weren't for these documents, even though, and I'm going to read some things to you about the Magna Carta here in a second, even though the Magna Carta is antiquated, and it does, and there's a lot of things that there's like 63 clauses in the Magna Carta, and only three of them are still being used in some way, shape, or form today. But when you look at the other things that aren't used today or didn't make it through time, you realize, of course, as we got more sophisticated, as we got more mature, not that they were that weren't mature then, but as society matured, you realize those things kind of went to the wayside, or they became updated in different laws. But the spirit of freedom and the spirit of having man's rights protected, his natural rights protected, is still there. So I'm going to read from an article that I found, and I've actually went through a bunch of articles and went through a bunch of different things about it, and so I was able to kind of find one that I thought summarized it best. And so that's where we are now. The Magna Carta, also known as a Great Charter, was signed between the King of England and the English nobility in the year 1215. And your initial thought was, well, it was between nobility, the patricians, the people in power, and the king, a higher power at the time. So what did that do for the little people? Well, it's still established, and I'll go from there. The Magna Carta limited the power of the throne and was the first significant limit placed on governmental authority. The King of England signed the Magna Carta in a field under pressure from a group of some 40 English barons unhappy with the crown's excessive taxation. King John agreed to affix his seal to the charter at Runnymede near Windsor. The document was originally written on calf skin, like many writings in the pre-paper period. The 3,500 word agreement was originally written on vellum, or a calfskin parchment. The document itself had a preamble and 63 clauses and was written in Latin. It established due process. again, one of those other things that came out of it, even though a lot of things in it are antiquated and would never even be considered today. They'd be laughed at, some of them. It established due process. And perhaps its most endearing legacy, the Magna Carta, mandated that no man be imprisoned, stripped of his possessions, or exiled except by the lawful judgment of his equals or by the law of the land. Basically, it said the king can't arbitrarily prison or imprison someone that just because he's in a bad mood. The government must act according to its own laws. That was a huge step towards establishing the modern legal and justice system. And as we know, we see that same footprint carried over into our Constitution in our Bill of Rights. It goes back to something that I've said a long time ago, in that a lot of people think that our founding fathers just went in and debated, you know, the Constitution. They drafted it up and kind of came up with it out of their own. And granted, they did, but our founding fathers studied ancient documents and ancient civilizations through time to be able to come up with our Constitution. And one of them was indeed the Magna Carta. And as I showed y'all a couple weeks ago, the other one was, of course, the 12 Pillars of Rome. So I want you to think about that as we go through this, about the Magna Carta today, where we can really see the how not only the DNA of freedom has runs through our veins, but how we are able to be able to put it into documents today to protect us, to still protect our freedoms and liberties off what they were thinking back thousands of years ago. So keep that in mind as we go through this and talk about it. And I think you're going to start to see how important these documents are today, even though they are written, in this case, 800 years ago, and then, of course, 12 Pillars, 2,000 or more years ago. Stay tuned to more of me here in WGSO. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of some place you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience. Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, December 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, December 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it. All right, welcome back to my show, William Wallace for America on WGSO, brought to you by Pell Hughes Direct Mail and Printing. So we're talking about the Magna Carta. It was made into law in 1297, and it was counted as part of England's statute law. And of course, as I told you before, it was considered some of the many of the principles of the Magna Carta were carried over into our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. But our founding fathers, like I said, some people like to give them all the credit in the world for coming up with this, but they really came up with the Constitution on their knowledge of history. And of course, as I'm talking off the air with my producer, then he is reminding me, he says, you know, when you're going through school, you don't really, you know, you learn about the Magna Carta and you learn, you know, enough to, as he said, to get an A on it. But, and I agree with him on that, so that's why I'm repeating it, because I think it was a good thought. But we didn't really understand the spirit of freedom that went along with it. We didn't, when you're young, you don't realize how important freedom is. You think of freedom as just being able to go to the movies and stay out as late as you want, hang out with your friends. You're not really seeing how much freedom you're losing until you become an adult in some cases. But, you know, the Magna Carta didn't last long. King John had the Magna Carta annulled by the Vatican within a few months of its signing, and the rebellion barons excommunicated by the church. When Henry III reissued the document 10 years later, he whittled it down to 27 clauses from 69, and today just three of its original clauses remain part of English law. Now, I want you to see this. We're reading this in history, but imagine, you know, 250 years ago plus, our founding fathers are writing our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Could this be why they asked for a separation of church and state and not have a state religion? Because here it is where the Vatican, the church, got involved with the state. And the Magna Carta really had nothing to do with democracy. The Magna Carta was really about the barons of England protecting their own legal rights. And there was no concept at the time of protecting the rights of your average Englander. It was a case of the rich and powerful, as I said earlier, protecting themselves from the slightly more rich and powerful. Kind of like what I said earlier. And you think about it, but at the time, while it's the rich and powerful against the slightly rich, slightly richer and more powerful, it still established that right for you to have for your freedoms and your liberties. It still established, you know, if you will, the due process. So they celebrated the Magna Carta, golly, in 2015. It was 800 years old there. Okay, 500 years from the American, and 500 years later they still have a lot of the principles of the Magna Carta, you know, are still taught in law school and everything right now. So I want you to think about this as how lasting some of these basic principles on freedom and liberty are when we go through time. So there's a lot of stuff to consider on that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go through as many of those 63, 69, as they put it. I've only been able to find 60 clauses on the Magna Carta, so it really is kind of interesting. But I want you to see what jumps out at you when you're talking about, when you're thinking about how important it was. And some of these things sound kind of crazy, antiquated, as I said earlier, but when you really think of the spirit of them, you might be reminded on why or how they show up later in our Constitution, like when I talked about the Vatican earlier, just a few minutes ago, how it excommunicated so many people, and it got involved in the process of not so much nullifying, but making the Magna Carta less relevant by its actions. So we have all, first of all, granted to God, and by this our present charter confirmed for ourselves and our heirs in perpetuity, that the English Church is to be free and have its full rights and its liberties intact, and wish this to be observed accordingly, as may appear from our having of our true and unconstrained volition, before discord arose between us and our barons granted and our charter confirmed, the freedom of elections, which is deemed to be English Church's very greatest want, and obtained its confirmation by the Lord Pope Innocent III, which we will ourselves observe and wish to be observed by our heirs in good faith in perpetuity, and we have also granted to all the free men of our kingdom, for ourselves and our heirs in perpetuity, all the following liberties for them and their heirs to have and to hold of us and our heirs. I want you to think about that for a second. You see the language of it? Now, the Magna Carta was 800 years ago. Our founding fathers were several hundred years ago. I want you to think about that. You know, our country, when they declared independence in 1776, the founding fathers at the time were in their 30s, some of them in their 20s. So they're still, even though at that point they're still, you know, 500 years out of the Magna Carta, you still had generations of people that were still referring to it as being the document that brought freedom, or the thought of freedom, into society, the rights of individuals. We're going to cover more of this here after the break on WGSO.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. The Rolling Stones are coming to Jazz Fest, and Times Picayune and NOLA.com music writer Keith Spera believes besides fans in Louisiana, this stop on the Hackney Diamonds tour will attract Stones fans from all corners of the globe because it's their only non-stadium show.
It's a festival crowd, so everybody's basically out there on the field as one big mass singing along to all the Rolling Stones' favorite songs. It'll be a very unique Rolling Stones experience, unlike anything else on the tour out there at the fairgrounds.
Pre-sale tickets for Louisiana residents will be available November 29th. Visit nojazzfest.com for more information. And welcome news for those traveling over the river and through the woods to grandmother's for their turkey dinner. Fuel prices are down compared to this time last year. AAA fuel analyst Don Redmond says overall things appear to be much easier on your wallet this turkey day.
This is a great time that we're seeing a break at the pump that we've been needing and even a little bit of break at the grocery store.
LRN.
Entergy Louisiana is strengthening our power grid from Lake Charles to Baton Rouge, Metairie to Monroe. Our blueprint covers the state, nearly 10,000 projects, over 11,000 miles of transmission line. We're reinforcing infrastructure to prepare for stronger storms, reduce outages, and respond quicker when you do need us. We're making stronger connections in every community because together, we power life.
Hey, are you planning to get an updated COVID-19 vaccine?
Yep. I don't want to get seriously sick and miss out on spending time with friends and family during the holidays.
Does it cost a lot? I don't have insurance.
If you don't have health insurance or if your insurance doesn't cover an updated COVID-19 vaccine, you can get one for free with the Bridge Access program. Just look for places that participate in Bridge Access on vaccines.gov.
Sounds good. Bridge Access on vaccines.gov.
A message from CDC.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic
When you
hotel.
Think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on...
All right, welcome back to WGSO 990 AM, my show, William Wallace for America, that's brought to you by Pell Hughes. direct mail and printing. Call Adam Strauss over there. So back to this Magna Carta thing. So as I read these clauses that were in the Magna Carta, I want you to really think, let things jump out of you. Not only the languaging, how it was used, because even though it's a couple hundred years apart from the Constitution, more than a couple hundred, several, many years apart from the Constitution, you kind of hear that same English language, if you will, that same, not just the English language, that same kind of tone, if you will. But if you really listen to some of the things they're saying, freedom is screaming out in every single one of these, and that same scream carried through to our Constitution, and only because our founding fathers studied the Magna Carta and studied the 12 pillars. Number two, if any of our earls or barons or other holdings in chief of us by knight service shall die, and his heir or his decease shall be of full age and owes a relief, he is to have his inheritance by the old relief. That is, for the heir or heirs of an earl, for the whole barony of the earl, the heir of heirs of a baron, for the whole barony. So I'm not going to keep going for all through all this one, but when you listen to this, this is about inheritance laws. This is about finding ways for people to not lose not only an inheritance, but setting up the rights and the laws for it. Three, and that's in our legal system today. So you might not find it in our Constitution, but these things carried over not only to our Constitution, but into our these clauses in the Magna Carta became woven into society. So as law schools and the practice of law came about, a lot of these same practices that got woven into our DNA of society because of freedom and because of the charter, it became taught as practice in law schools later. If, however, the heir of any of the above shall be under age and in wardship when he comes of age, he is to have his inheritance without a relief and without a fine. And you see, even here they talk about being of age. And, of course, later in time, they determined that of age should be, legal age should be 18 years old. The guardian of the land of such an heir who is under age is not to take from the heir's land more than reasonable issues, customs, and services, and without destruction and waste of either men or goods, and if we have committed the wardship of any such land to a sheriff or anyone else who ought to answer to us for its issues, and he shall inflict destruction or waste upon the wardship, and will take amends from him in the land. So, again, I can stop right here because you can kind of get where this is going when it talks about property ownership, age of majority, or being of age. These are all things that transpired in later to where they became more defined later. And again, some of this is boring stuff, but what we need to learn more as humans and Americans and lovers of freedom is that to have knowledge of history solidifies not only our freedom today, but solidifies that this is not a right that can be taken away by a government or a dictatorship, and that because this is lasted through history, because these things and principles have lasted through time, it becomes, even if we're aware of them and we know them, it makes them more, not just tangible, it makes them more real for us to do our best to protect them. So that's why it's so important to get to know some of these things, even if they're boring and you don't have the time. You've got to know it. You've got to know that our rights and our freedoms travel through time the same way our Creator designed it to be. He gave us free will. And man has not only craved it. It's part of the reason why we're able to move through the day, move through our lives, and be able to move through our eternity and time because of our desire to be recognized, our desire to be able to know that we're going to end up someplace good. And if we had no direction and we didn't have that free will, you know, eternity is going to be a boring place because we're just going to happen to end up there. Who gets there because of the way they live their lives? And that's why this is so important, to understand that not only do we have to know it and follow it to be able to end up where we need to be, we have to be able to use this to inspire other humans in ways to keep them craving the freedom to protect it for future generations. That's why when you read the intricate parts of these things, you realize how important they are to protect. But as long as the guardian has the wardship of the land, he is to maintain buildings, parks, fish ponds, pools, mills, and other things appertaining to the land and out of the issues of the same. And when the heir comes of age, he is to hand all his land over to him, stocked and plows and growing crops according to what the agricultural season requires of the issues of the land and can reasonably sustain. This, by the way, is something that our founding fathers, again, took along with them, because when our Constitution came about, we didn't have a federal government building our roads and our bridges and maintaining our parks. The individuals did that. The individuals that owned the land, the individuals that were in this in their these I'll say communities, they actually were responsible for maintaining the roads and the bridges and the buildings, not government. It was their own free will to use their work ethic to be able to protect what they needed and be self-sufficient and self-sustaining instead of allowing a government to do it. Our people back then realized how important it was. Today, it's sad that we keep turning to the government, but we see what's happening with that. They're spending our money, wasting our money as a result of people not knowing these same principles of freedom and liberty that I'm reading to you today that are in this document created 800 years ago. And by the way, the Magna Carta has things that were in the 12 pillars that I also read to you a couple weeks ago. Heirs are to be married without disparagement, provided that before the marriage is agreed upon, the heirs' near kin are informed. See, that's one of those antiquated, outdated things that didn't make it through. But if you think about it, it's not a law in our legal system or our Constitution that you got to get permission to get married. But, well, you got it to get married. You got to get permission from your local government. So while you could argue if we really have freedom, because you have to get permission to get married, it did end up in our legal system, but here it ends up in our local governments. Again, something that has kind of transpired. The antiquated part fell out, but our government realized, hey, we make you get permission. You got to pay a fine if you don't get it done, and they benefit. You got to pay a fine to get the marriage license, so the government benefits either way. After the death of her husband, a widow is to have her marriage portion and inheritance immediately and without difficulty, nor is she to give anything for her dower or for her marriage portion for the inheritance which she and her husband held on the day of his death. Again, this is one of those things that seems antiquated, but the spirit of heirship is still there. You see, back then, while, again, the female having to get permission and all this other stuff, while that became outdated, the rights of the individual to be able to keep the fruits of the marriage, of her husband's labor, of something that she was legally bound to, she's able to still keep that through heirship laws that were here created in the Magna Carta. Those types of things, the spirit of what's yours is yours, what's your freedom is yours, has came from these documents. Actually, it didn't come from these documents. It came from our creator. But our forefathers and people in history were smart enough to realize how important these things are for humans to be able to continue, as I said earlier, through time. Because imagine, if you will, you know, if you die and you're not allowed to keep the fruits of your marriage, your labors, and how depressing that would be. That's just one aspect here, but think of all the other things if we didn't have it written down, and writing it down and putting it into an agreement at the time not only solidifies it, but makes it public. Hey, these are my rights, these are my freedoms, and I plan on keeping them. No widow is to be constrained to marry while she wishes to live without a husband. That one's kind of even more antiquated. Actually, because we know it, that's a right today. Actually, it's kind of, I spoke too soon. No widow is to be constrained to marry while she wishes to live without a husband. See, you can't force a woman to get married as long as she wants to. That's just a human right. We don't need to have it in law. It's a human right. But back then, they had to have it on paper. And those rights, as the antiquated part fell off, those rights became human rights that we know today. Neither we nor our bailiffs are to seize any land or rent of any debt as long as the debtor's chattels suffice to pay the debt, nor are the debtor's pledges to be distrained as long as the principal debtor has enough to pay the debt. And if the principal debtor defaults on the payment of the debt, not having the means to pay it, the pledges are to answer for it. Another great example of a right being individual's right being protected here. More of this back when we get back here on WGSO. A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. Welcome back to William Wallace for America, brought to you by Pell Hughes. So here we go. Here's two interesting ones, because again, 800 years ago, plus a couple years. If anyone has taken a loan from Jews, great or small, and dies before the debt is paid, the debt is not to incur interest for as long as the heir is under age, whoever he may hold from. And if the debt comes into the hands, into our hands, we will take only the principal recorded on the charter. Interesting twist if you think about the law, how, again, heirship. Next one. And if anyone dies and owes a debt to Jews, his wife is to have her dower and pay nothing towards that debt. And if there are surviving children of the deceased who are under age, there needs to be provided for them in proportion to the dead man's tenement, and the debt is to be paid from the residue, saving the service owed to the lords. Debts owed to other besides Jews are to be dealt with in like manner. It's interesting how the Jewish faith came into play on that one. No scutage or aid is to be imposed in our kingdom except by the common council of our kingdom, unless for the ransoming of our person and our and knighting of our firstborn son, and for marrying once our firstborn done. So see, a lot of these laws, as I said, were relevant to that time, but the spirit that transpired from them of freedom and liberty and human rights continued through time, not only because of man's desire for freedom, but because I believe that our Creator wanted it that way. If we were always to be under somebody's control, imagine, one, how depressing it would always be. We would not want to go through life. Humanity would just die off. There's nothing to go after. There's nothing. There's no reason to be able to survive or go on, because there's nothing to live for. If everything you have is always being taken away, and there's no real benefit from achieving, and there's no real benefit from being able to do what you want to do, or actually not being able to do what you want to do, you lose that craving for life. And so I think God wanted us to have that craving for life. He wants us to go after more. He wants us to be able to live to our fullest potentials, because, one, not only does it make humanity more productive and continue, but two, when we make our own decisions, we, not God, we get to decide whether we're going to spend eternity with Him or if we're going to spend eternity with the devil. Because without free will, see, our God is a fair judge. He is somebody that's going to say, look, I'm going to give you free will, so you make the decision where you're going. You get to make the decision on your life. And if you make the right decisions, you're going to be rewarded. And if you make the wrong decisions, well, you'll have eternity to pay for that. And if we did not have free will and we were always in control by somebody else, it would not be fair to send us to eternal damnation or reward us with eternity with Him without that free will. It would be like saying, there's always going to be a championship playoff, but there's not going to be a winner. And if there is, that guy's going to decide. You don't get to decide. You don't get to train and play as hard as you can to be a winner. It's just going to be decided by a panel of judges, a.k.a. a dictator, a king, a president who is selected, not elected. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw that in along with but anyway, so I tried to sneak that in. But anyway, without free will, we can't be judged. With free will, it creates an even fair playing field for everybody to eventually be judged upon, because we all have the exact same free will, the exact same opportunities. I know, I can hear some people right now that we don't all have the exact same opportunities, but the reality is we all have equal freedom. And while, yes, it can be an opinion of some that we don't, in God's eyes, we all have equal freedom. Now, based on society, there's some who disagree, but I'm not going to repeat myself again on that one. That's another conversation for another time. So, you could go through some of these clauses like I have been and be able to see exactly how they come from a place of man's craving to be free, even though in this case, the Magna Carta, as it said, were from, you know, wealthy nobility type of people, they're still human. And while it pertains, while it basically transpired from them, it basically, I don't want to say, you know, bled down or filtered down, but it did, in essence, filter down to the common man. Because as the people that were below these barons that negotiated for this, as they went through time, people saw what you get when you have individual rights and individual freedoms. They saw the benefit and the beauty of being able to have freedom and liberty. So they went after it, and they not only craved it, they demanded it. They basically, because they're, you know, I say they basically picked it from the tree. You know, they saw what the barons had above them, and they said, no, I want that. And they got it. And through time, these same principles bled down, trickled down, if you will, in today's wording, trickled down to the common man. And that's the beauty and glory of this document, because the human spirit craved it, desired it, wanted it, God granted it, and the Magna Carta, as it, you know, traveled through time, so to speak, it became something that more people looked to as a goal for themselves and got it. And as we know, hundreds of years later, it got into our Constitution, and as a result, modern times today, we still rely on these documents to protect our freedom and liberty that we got from our Creator. All right, guys, please, in the meantime, tune into my podcast, William Wallace for America of Rumble. Check out the interview I did this morning with Norm Pattis, and catch me here next week on WGSO. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue.